Morning of day two at Trent Bridge. One of the great cast of characters is with us now. Roger Marshall, affectionately known as the Duke, on loan as the official England scorer for this match, Duke.
Yes, privilege. The first Ashes test I've actually been the official scorer at, although I was in the scoreboard working the tins, as it were, in 2005. So, yes, it's an enjoyable experience so far. Busy yesterday with 14 wickets falling, so let's hope it's a bit quieter today after we've bowled the Australians out.
You've still got time to polish off three packs of bourbons and some custard creams.
Well, we've done the best, yes. We get plenty of help, mind you.
You're looking out over Trent Bridge and seeing the new scoreboard. You mentioned there that you actually worked in the old one, and the system for operating this new electronic one's a far cry from what it used to be.
Yes, well, technology advances. Same with scoring. We used to score with pens and rubbers. Now it's all electronic. We're using computers. Still have to get the Tippex out occasionally on the book, but other than that, yes, it's a lot easier.
New media guru Chris Botherway joins us as well. And Bothers, there's been some Twitter rumours about the Duke and the Duchess.
Yeah, the Duchess of Australia and the Duke of Attenborough. Well, I do have one question for you, Rog. Were you responsible for the scoreboard saying that Collingwood took the first wicket for England yesterday?
No, nothing to do with me. Was that on the Sky bit or our bit?
On our new scoreboard, yeah.
Was it? Yes, I think there was a bit of a technical glitch after lunch, particularly on the one screen above the scorer's room. But, we did have an occasion on a televised match the other week where the 50 stand came up and they said it was between Cook and the England manager, which must have had a flashback for about the last 15 years.
Because Collingwood would love to have been playing in this test match.
Yeah, I'm sure he would, particularly as he's broken his thumb, yeah.
What's your prediction from now on then, Duke? Obviously, 14 wickets falling on day one. It doesn't look like it's going to go too far into the weekend. Where's your money?
Well, I think that Australia may get somewhere towards the England score. And then as the clouds disappear and it may flatten out, and England could well get perhaps a 250, 300 lead. In which case, if they do, I think that they will probably win the game, probably late on the fourth afternoon.
Just finally, 20 seconds left. Obviously, it's a pleasure to be on England duty, but you must be missing being shacked up away with Mick and the boys, who are doing very well at Surrey.
Well, yes. It's always mixed blessings. You know, you've hearts with the main team, of course, and obviously wish everybody the best of luck down there at the Oval today.